to the greatest show on earth.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth. Attention, students. Welcome back,
back. Please hang up and try again.
Seven, you won't be on the podcast with us today.
Shane isn't here. Oh no, he disappeared.
He's left.
Hey everybody, welcome to JL, episode 203. I'm here with my main man, Mikey.
Yep.
And wow, JL show, really a thing of the past, present, and future. We're covering you from 2015. July, first time in history that we've recorded an episode of the JL show in the month of July. That is a fact.
There you go. History in the making.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, we really have so much to talk about. Shane should be here any minute.
Shane just left.
Just disappeared.
Get him back on.
So, Michael, what have you been doing since... in the last month, tell us what you were doing. You were in Maracaw, weren't you?
Hello?
Hello?
There we go. Sorry about that.
You were in Maracaw, weren't you?
What about now? There we go.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
So you've been in America since we last did a show, Michael. What happened to you there?
God, it's been long since we did a show. Yeah. Stuff. I became an American.
You became an American?
No, not really.
No. How unfortunate.
Yeah, it's pretty. No, I actually really liked America. It's a great country.
Oh, it is. Where'd you go in the past in America?
Florida, the retirement state. Retirement state.
You know who's from Florida?
Damn Benjamin.
Jeb Bush.
Our revolutionary is here. How is Cork? Cork is exactly.
Did you hear that there? So it's this guy called. I'm not going to give out his name. Anyway, he's a man, and he's on. He's from Cork, and he's on Periscope. And he periscopes for about 6 hours a day, and he just periscopes everything he does. So, like, right now, the title of his stream is Untitled Location Unknown. So, like, he periscopes loads of stuff. He does poetry shows. He walks around Cork and interviews people. And this is, like, all he does with his life. So I get notifications every time he starts a live stream. And, like, I always click on it because what I know is as soon as I open up the stream, he's going to acknowledge that I'm watching. So every time I turn on his stream, he goes, "Revolutionary, great to see you again." And yeah, that's pretty funny. So
nice.
He's a nice man.
Oh
god, I can hear myself. Lucianception. Oh, it's over.
Anyway. God, too much dead air.
They're gonna shut us off. Lucy Inception.
So I think it's time to promote our new podcast.
I think it is because as we all know, the JL show has so many listeners. And the 99% has come. Lucianception.
No. So in episode 2 of the 99% show, we interviewed a
professional podcaster, Ray Ortega, who told us to promote our show everywhere, including the JL show. He didn't say the JL show specifically, but he was implying it.
He is a ridiculously handsome man. And as a heterosexual male, I can say that he is a ridiculously handsome man.
Ray is the nicest guy.
He's a very nice man.
He's a really nice guy. Great interview. He gave up from his very, very busy, gave up some time from his very, very busy schedule to talk to us. So I really appreciate it.
Yep. And the week before, we had an anti-monarchist who wants to murder the royal family on. He was a nice guy. And this week, we're going to have
Lucian's interview.
No, I wouldn't. No, we're all equal. And
no, Lucian obviously got the anti-monarchist, and
you got the professional podcast producer. And this week we have somebody that kind of relates to both of us because we're not going to give it away; it's a surprise. But we have somebody who is firmly equally in the spot between music and cinema, and Michael and I are both interested in these things, and very interesting. He's a very interesting person, but we're not going to give away his identity because it's a secret.
Yep,
we want to surprise everybody every week with our guests. We don't want to give it away in advance. Mostly because they're probably going to drop out of us 10 minutes before. It'll be like, and this week's very special guest is Shane Kelly. And it'll be like, you know.
It's when the interview is done, then we'll say it.
Like sometimes they have, every time Mike Birbiglia is on Jimmy Fallon as a guest, it's only because somebody else has pulled out. It'll sort of be like that with us. It's like, this week, very special guest, Owen Doby, and people will know something.
Yeah.
Owen Doby talks about his favorite pasta recipes.
I kind of feel like it's not really an interview show. We're just doing it to promote it.
Yeah, well, I just think it makes it seem more professional. It makes it longer. It makes it more interesting for some people. They promote it on their social media. I enjoy doing the interviews. I enjoy, getting that experience, I suppose. And I think the 99% is a good opportunity for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Where did Shane go? We need him.
Yeah.
We're running out of content already.
We've already run out of stuff to talk about. One show a month, but we can only do like 8 minutes. You see, I want to save loads of stuff. I want to save loads of stuff for Nudge Night this Friday.
Yeah. We don't want to do another episode of 99% just right here on JL Show.
Maybe I'll play the Jeb Bush technology video.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
That could be content though.
For the 99%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could always do it in public service announcements.
We don't want to do something. We don't want to do content that good on this show.
Yeah, we don't want to do political stuff. Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Let's see. We'll do a quiz. We'll do. Okay. Here we go. I gotta find a quiz. 2 seconds. Sing a song while we're waiting. Although, I mean, no one's listening, so who gives a shit? Let's just sing a song. By the lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Wait, is this the right sort of quiz? All right, here we go. Michael, this is a quiz. I'm not going to tell you what the quiz is, but I'm going to ask you these questions. Question one, how much did you pay for your last haircut? Over $40, $25 to $40, $10 to $25, or under $10?
Under $10.
Okay.
What did you pay?
I don't believe you. I haven't got a haircut professionally in a very, very long time. By a very, very long time, I mean in 18 years.
I mean, my hair is incredible. So it looks like an extremely expensive haircut, but it literally costs me like €80.
Question two. Who makes the best messenger bag for men? Prada, Cole Haan, Timbuktu. What's a messenger bag?
Timbuktu.
I don't know what the answer would be.
It's
how many live musicals have you seen in the past year? 5 or more, 3 to 4, 1 to 2, or musicals are gay?
Wait, that doesn't give me a category to answer because I'm none of the above there.
You're just gonna have to select musicals are gay.
Musicals are gay then. But I love musicals, but I never watch them because.
How many yards are the end zones on a football field? 15 yards, 5 yards, 10 yards, or I only pay attention to the uniforms.
Ten yards.
Okay. Which of the following designers does not produce men's shoes? Prada, Gucci, Miu Miu, or Manola Blahnik?
Does not.
Yeah, does not produce men's shoes.
Prada.
Okay. Barola is a wine produced only in Gayville, Bordeaux, Tuscany, or Piemont.
What's the name?
Barolo.
It's wine.
I think so, yes.
God. It's only produced where?
Either in Piemont, Tuscany, Bordeaux, or Gayville.
Gayville. Obviously Gayville. Yeah, I'm sticking with Gayville.
Okay.
Now,
your cardio routine at the gym mainly consists of high-low aerobics, the elliptical machine, cycling classes, or the treadmill?
Treadmill. Very nice. For days.
Which of the following careers has Carson Kressley most... Oh, that's a stupid question. You wish you had Brad Pitt's face, Brad Pitt's body, Brad Pitt's money, or Brad Pitt's wife?
Brad Pitt's body.
Okay. You most likely to cry when somebody yells at you, somebody breaks up with you, somebody dies, or all of the above.
I'm sorry, you were kind of breaking up a bit. I'm most likely to
cry. When you're most likely to cry when somebody yells at you, somebody dies, somebody breaks up with you, somebody blah blah blah. All of the above.
Oh, somebody dies, I think.
Okay, that's a stupid question. I'm skipping that. If you could have dinner with one of the following women, who would you choose? Barbara Streisand, Madonna, Kim Cattrall, or Adriana Lima? I don't know who the fuck that is.
I don't know how any of these people are.
Okay, such a stupid quiz. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Wait, it looks like you can skip questions, so I'm going to skip some questions. Okay, let's see. If you could travel back in time, would you go to Nirvana's Reading Festival performance, Woodstock, Studio 54, or the Moulin Rouge?
Woodstock, obviously.
Obviously.
Jeez.
Okay. If you were at a karaoke bar, you would sing "Living on a Prayer," "Sweet Caroline," "I'm Too Sexy," or "I Will Survive."
I'm too sexy.
All right. Last question. Which of the following movies did not star Liza Minnelli? Was it Victor Victoria, Tell Me That You Love Me, Junie Moon, New York, New York, or Cabaret? I know the answer to this.
I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to say New York, New York.
Okay. I think it's time now for your results. All right, here we go. Your result is you are 23% gay.
That's a good one.
You're definitely not gay, but you could be a little straighter if you know what I mean, darling. Let your friends know how gay you are and challenge them to be gayer. Use the code below to place your official badge on your blog or profile. HTML.
Oh, dear God. That is the most horrible quiz ever. Yeah.
It's a pretty horrible quiz. Okay. Anyway, 23% gay, so not too bad.
There you go. Okay. Not too bad.
Not too bad. Not too good.
How would you define as bad?
Bad would be like, I don't know. It depends on what you consider good or bad. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
That's up for discussion. Okay, Shane really has jumped a shark. Anywho,
good Shane.
Poor Shane. How long is this now? Didn't say. Okay. Any other time wasting fun we can do? It is July, and I really don't want to talk about anything because I want to save it for all for the 99%. It is July, and that means
Shane's not coming back.
He's not, no. And that means next month is August, and it means the month after is September. And when we get to September, it means the next month is October. And then
stop. Stop reminding me of the months.
Anyway, we only have like 9 or 10 months left of the JL show, and that's terribly sad.
It's not going to go away when school ends.
I kind of wanted to, though. I it's more symbolic that way.
That is true.
I feel like I'd rather sort of do a great finale and have it be really symbolic and memorable, and then just when I want to do hangouts with people and record it because I'm desperate like that, just make some other shit up and call it the LJ show. was LJ? Wait.
Once school ends. That'll be interesting. God, I am absolutely delighted that this is my last year of school. I'm fed up with that crap.
If you ask Siri a question about Bruce Jenner, this is her response. Siri, what height is Bruce Jenner?
Checking my sources. Caitlyn Jenner is 6 feet 2 inches tall.
I'll try another one. Siri, can you tell me, is Bruce Jenner a man or a woman?
Okay, I found...
Oh, damn you. Siri, what gender is Bruce Jenner?
Looking. The answer is female.
Siri, does Bruce Jenner have a penis?
Let me check that. Here's what I found on the web for does Bruce Jenner have a penis?
Fuck you, Siri. You're useless. I fucking hate you.
Well, I'm still here for you.
All right. There's me messing around with Siri because I got an iOS device. Anyway. So Bruce Jenner is a woman, according to Siri. I would argue that Bruce Jenner is a man, even if Caitlyn Jenner is a woman, because Bruce Jenner is a man's name and there's no getting around that. So, yeah.
Wait, so Bruce Jenner was born a man.
Oh, sure. He was a man until like a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know this.
Well, Bruce Jenner was a man, and now Bruce Jenner, no, it doesn't exist anymore. And now the artist formerly known as Bruce Jenner is now a woman, Caitlyn Jenner. But when Siri says Bruce Jenner is a man, that's not really true, because Bruce Jenner, or when he's a woman, I think Bruce Jenner is kind of still a man, even if Caitlyn's a woman. I don't know. It's whatever. They probably asked Bruce for his answer, and that's what he wanted to say. Who knows? New political party launching. Oh, God, I keep diving into these 99% topics. Well, I'll say this briefly. New political party launched in Ireland today called the Social Democrats, and they have a spin-off Facebook page officially launched by the party called the Social Demor Cats, which are all these memes featuring cats about Irish politics.
Nice.
So they have a picture of a cat who wants to get on the dole, and it says, "How can I sign on to the dole? I don't have thumbs."
This is a legitimate question.
Why you charge me for DIS? I can has social demiocracy. Oh my god, this is so stupid.
Oh
One of our favorite segments over on the 99% is Michael's Hot New Track, where every week Michael recommends a hot new track for us to listen to.
I'm gonna go on this show. I'm gonna recommend the worst track you could possibly listen to.
All right, go for it.
God, that's actually pretty tough. I'm gonna say, it's a bad one. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just look through the charts right now. What the hell is this? Listen to the happy song.
The happy song
by Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh God, that sounds awful.
As you can hear, did you hear that?
Sort of.
It's pretty happy.
Okay.
It's like a heavy metal song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the worst thing I've ever heard.
I'd say so.
Just guitar. Heavy metal guitar.
Ugh, yeah. Gross. I'm gonna
But I do have a hot new track for this week.
Don't tell us
what it's not that new.
People want to find out your hot new track, they're gonna have to go download the episode when it comes out.
Absolutely. Coming up Friday.
Your hot new track on episode 2, though, was a song by Paolo Nutini called Witchcraft or something. I can't remember.
No, it's called Iron Sky.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a film called Iron Sky about Nazi zombies who go to the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great song, though.
It's not too bad.
Come on. Great song.
I'm going to give our listeners an update on all the great... What?
It's better than the movie. The most ridiculous movie.
I hope so.
Come on, Iron Sky.
Yeah, dude, that movie's... Yeah.
The Reich Strikes Back.
Speaking of terrible films, Sharknado 3 is premiering this Thursday, and it's called Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no!
Starring Dez.
Dez. Oh, that's Oh Jesus.
Yep.
Oh Jesus, yeah. I'm going to count down now for the listeners my 21 films of 2015 that I've seen in order from worst to best. We'll start with the worst. At number 21, we have Terminator Genisys.
The worst.
The worst film of the year so far that I've seen. By far.
Wow.
By far. Nothing is worse. Nothing is worse than Terminator Genisys. And number 20, we have The Cobbler, which is absolutely horrendous Adam Sandler movie. Oh, so bad.
But it's not as bad as Terminator
Genisys. Not as bad as Genisys. Number 18, we have Aloha, which is really fucking bad. Racist film with Bradley Cooper, Emma Stone, and Bill Murray. Oh, so bad. Number 18, we have Spy with Melissa McCarthy, which is irredeemably unfunny garbage. Ugh, hate it.
Worse than Ted 2.
No, not worse than Ted 2. Ted 2 is like surprisingly high up on this list, considering what a bad review I gave it. But there have been so many bad films this year. Actually, I should probably move it down a bit. Yeah, okay. At number 17, we have Paddington, which everyone loved except for Lucien. I hated Paddington. It was so bad.
It's great.
Did you see Paddington?
No.
Okay.
But I love Paddington.
Yeah, the film, I just didn't like it. It was just so stupid and unfunny and miserable and bad. Oh, number 16, we have American Sniper. I'm counting.
Is that a 2015 movie?
I'm counting it as 2015 because it got wide release in the U.S. in January, whereas Whiplash came out in the U.S. in October. American Sniper literally didn't come out until January, but still got nominated for Oscars. So I'm counting it as 2015.
It's pretty bad.
At number 15, we have Pitch Perfect 2, which I really wish I hadn't watched. It's like got one or two jokes in it which are funny, and otherwise it's pretty garbage. At number 14, we have Ted 2.
Oh, it's pretty low down there.
Now, Ted 2 was, I'll tell you now, if I go to my most anticipated movies of 2015 list, Ted 2 was at like number 3 on that list, number 4 on that list, which was...
I think the problem is that you loved the first one so much.
And my expectations were too high.
My expectations were exactly where it was, so yeah. I came out pretty satisfied.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what I was expecting.
Yeah. Ted 2 is my number four most anticipated movie of the year after Star Wars and Tomorrowland and Avengers. And Tomorrowland and Avengers have both been tremendously disappointing films, and has Ted 2. So, yay, fun. Then at number on my list of this year, at number 14, we have Furious 7.
Yeah.
Not a classic by any standards.
It's probably the worst movie I've seen this year.
Mm-hmm. Then next up we have Ex Machina, which is so, so boring. But, you know, it's not bad. It's just really, really boring. It's not good. So, there it is. Next up, number 12, we have the numbers have been shaking up a bit here. Number 12, we have Manglehorn, which is this thing with Al Pacino, and he makes keys, and he goes to a restaurant, and that's the whole film, and he takes a bath, has a cat. At number 10, we have... I've skipped number 11 because I switched around Ted 2. At number 10, we have San Andreas. Yeah. At number 9, we have Danny Collins, which is another Al Pacino movie. This one has Al Pacino, and he snorts cocaine, and he sings a song, and that's the film. Number eight, we have Minions, which is far, far better than I expected. It's actually pretty funny, but the Minions still annoy the hell out of me. But it's pretty funny, and it has very excellent soundtrack with music by The Doors and Beatles and David Bowie and the fucking Carpenters. Oh, best soundtrack ever. At number 7, we have Tomorrowland, which is a really, really, really disappointing film. It is a complete mess. Nonsense, stupid ethics. Oh, horrible. But it's not as bad as any of those other films. So even though I was like really, really disappointed, it still is okay and gets to number 7. And then at number 6, similarly, we have Avengers Age of Ultron, which is not very good, but it's still better than everything else. So number 6. Number 5, we have Mad Max Fury Road. Number 4, we have the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. Number 3, I've put A Most Violent Year, which is also kind of a 2014 film, but I'm putting it 2015, which is this very moody drama with Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain. That's decent. Number 2, we have Kingsman, The Secret Service. And number 1, the best film of 2015, by very wide margin, is Inside Out. And I'm pretty sure that Inside Out is better than Interstellar. And I think Inside Out is probably the best film of the last like 3 or 4 years. It is so, so great. And I've seen it 3 times now. It's so brilliant.
Well, there have been some really, really bad movies this year.
Yeah, there have.
But all the good ones are still to come.
Probably not, but let's hope so.
Wait, isn't the Star Wars this year?
Yeah, we've got. I'm looking at my most anticipated list. We got the Star Wars. We got Mission Impossible: Rogue Nation coming out in 2 weeks.
Did you see that video that was
with him on the plane?
Yeah, doing the stunts.
You should add Mission Impossible on Snapchat. Actually, they have a really good Snapchat channel, Mission Movie. They post loads of cool stuff on there. Okay. They do all these messages, and then they self combust at the end. And they actually like disappear. It's really weird. Spectre is coming out, and Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight's coming out, and The Martian, which is basically just Interstellar 2, is coming out. Ant-Man's out on Friday, but I can't say nothing, not interesting. And yeah, well, that's a couple of films at least. But anyway, so Inside Out is an absolute masterpiece, and you should all go watch it immediately. I was in a room with the directors on Saturday, but not for very long, and they didn't stick around, so I didn't get a photograph or talk to them or anything, but they were very pleasant people. I will talk more about that on the 99%.
This is just a big plug for the 99%.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
Okay. Everybody, that's it. That's JL203, another quality episode that I sure you enjoyed.
Yeah.
We'll be back soon, maybe in July, maybe in August. Who knows? Who knows? With more JL Show. Make sure to check out our website, jlshow.info. I paid money for that, and I damn well want it to be used. So We haven't had a visitor on it in like 2 months, but still, you know, I pay money for it, so y'all go check it out. And follow me on Twitter. I am Revolutionary. As always, Michael is now different to previously, aren't you?
Yes.
You're no longer Talks About Tech 1.
No, Macandra tweets.
I'm going to steal the Talks About Tech 1 new username and just fill it up with pornography. And everyone who ever heard you plugging that on your podcast will now go and follow you there, and they will think you are a disgusting person.
Cool.
Yep. follow us, Jail Show Tweets, Jail Show Grams, Facebook.com/Jimmy and Luke. And we have some birthdays. Birthday. We have some birthdays. Whose birthdays is it, Michael? Tell us. Whose birthdays is it, Michael? Tell us. I'll tell you whose birthdays it has been. On the 5th of June, it was Dean's birthday. Happy birthday, Dean. On the 18th...
Hello, sorry about that.
I'm reading out all of the birthdays.
Oh, my apologies.
We've missed so many birthdays of all of our podcast friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, loads of birthdays.
So on the 5th of June, it was Dean's birthday. Happy birthday, Dean. On the 18th of June, it was Kieran's birthday. Happy birthday, Kieran. On the 26th of June, it was Siggins' birthday. Happy birthday, Kian. On the 5th of July, it was Johnny's birthday. Happy birthday, Johnny. On the 6th of June, it was Count Claude's birthday. And coming up on the 23rd of July, we have Callum McLaren's birthday. He's been on the pod a bunch of times. Happy birthday. On the 24th of July, it is Dara Clifford's birthday. Happy birthday, Dara. And on the 31st of July, it is Chloe Rooney's birthday. So happy birthday, you two. Happy birthday to all of our podcast friends. And Michael, your birthday's coming up pretty soon too, am I right?
No.
Okay. Neither is mine. Thank you all for downloading this episode, because I'm sure you're there and your thousands listening to us. Oh, God, it's such a waste of time. I'll be back very soon with more pod for your... What can you spend... No, more pod for your body, more pod for your cow... Did you buy a cow, Michael?
I did.
Jesus.
She's a fine heifer.
Was it a heifer? I'll tell you, there's a joke. There's an episode of The West Wing where they think that the president's taking a photo with a heifer, and they think it's a cow, and it turns out to be a goat that's also called a heifer. And, and the chief of staff says to the press secretary, he says, if I see a picture in the paper tomorrow with the president with that goat, I'm filling your car with snakes.
Nice.
Okay, thank you all for tuning in, JL203 Live. We'll be back soon with more pod for your buck, and goodbye. Michael, you have to say your catchphrase.
No, it's not a catchphrase.
You have to say...
Bye.
No, you have to say your ending catchphrase, or I'm going to say it.
Bye.
Adios, amigo.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. Had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. How to get you into my life? What can I do, what can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay there. with you, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you?